Here in Proverbs 26, there's some pretty powerful teaching against gossip, starting in verse 20. For lack of wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. As coals are to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels. They go down into the innermost parts, like the glaze covering an earthen vessel, as smooth words with an evil heart. Well, let's face it, we have all had to bring ourselves up and face the fact that I have gossiped, and we've all heard plenty of gossip in our time. Let's get one thing clear. Gossip is attractive. The words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels, but they go down into the innermost parts. It is attractive to listen to gossip. That is the point. The words of the whisperer are as dainty morsels. It is tasty to us. And if you want any evidence of that, just look at the media. Just look at what is on the internet. It is, a lot of it is gossip. And it is obviously attractive because a huge number of people spend a huge amount of their time listening to it. So, let's be aware of that. That it is attractive, and we are only human. We are not less than human, not more than human, but we are only human, and we will find gossip attractive. And yet the words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels, they go down into the innermost parts. Now, Solomon several times uses this phrase, the innermost parts. He says things like, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the innermost parts. He's referring to your real core self. And your real core self is influenced by the words of gossip which you hear. So, I think the lesson is not only to not gossip, but to not listen to gossip. And that certainly means getting out of the common mentality which there is in this world that, well, I like listening to gossip. In my generation, there has been this explosion of information, and there's a huge interest in finding out about this, that, or the other. And yet, a fair percentage of that, in moral terms, in spiritual terms, is no more than wanting to listen to the words of gossip because they are as dainty morsels. And the point is, they will affect your innermost being. So, the lesson is not only to not gossip, but to not listen, to disengage, to turn off when you're hearing gossip, and to consider a gossiper for who they are, no matter they may be so respected in your community or whatever. As coals are to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindling strife. And for lack of wood, a fire goes out, and without gossip, a quarrel dies down. So this idea of hot embers being stirred up by gossip, well, hot embers is a metaphor for condemnation. It's used several times like that in Proverbs and also in the Psalms, that hot embers or burning coals are going to fall upon the head of the condemned. And that is stirred up by gossip. In other words, gossip can lead to condemnation. Especially because the key leading issue that will lead to condemnation is your attitude to others. And that can be formed by your listening to gossip and also by you gossiping about another person. We tend to think that gossip is repeating stuff that is untrue or that is marginally true but is a twist. But not necessarily. Not necessarily. Gossip can also be repeating what maybe is fact to others to whom it has no real meaning. So how are we to guard ourselves against this? I think that when we are led into gossip, our flesh is very clever. And in the split second where you make that decision, shall I say this or shall I not? You end up saying things because you kid yourself at the time, but this is helpful. This is a form of love. I am just informing so-and-so that, oh, Jimmy over there is a bad guy, or that, well, actually what happened with Stevie was this or that, or whatever it might be. And as I say, beware of thinking that you're only gossiping if you're repeating something. Not necessarily. You may actually be sharing with somebody what you know to be fact, but that can still be gossip, and I think you need to beware of that. Why then are we so attracted to it? Well, is it not part of the tall poppy syndrome, whereby I need to bring down other people so that I am not seen as so short myself? There is a big element of that in gossip. And how do you get over that? Well, if you are in Christ, if you know that you are loved of God, that you are his beloved, and that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me, and that if I die now or Jesus comes now, I by grace will definitely be in his kingdom. I shouldn't be, but I will be by an amazing grace. And that is the good news of the kingdom. Well, if we know that, we are secure. We are secure as persons. I don't need to make myself look any better relative to the people around me. I don't need to bring them down because I am secure in my relationship with God and with Jesus, and that is all that matters. What he thinks of me is absolutely the only thing that has any meaning. And I don't need you to think better of me by bringing down to size the people who are around me, or that are in view of the person to whom I'm going to gossip. You don't need to do that. God is especially sensitive to attitudes to people, and he's especially sensitive to those who sow discord amongst brethren. And this very easily happens by gossip. Now, the importance of these things cannot really be overstated, really and truly. There's a sort of a contrast, really, between gossip and whispering, which are things which might seem pretty harmless, with a contentious man who's kindling strife, with a raging fire, which, of course, is what James calls the tongue. Those quiet words of whispering are, in fact, kindling strife and being a contentious person and stirring up a fire that's going to burn down a forest, all from whispering. And the apparent sort of disconnection between the two is intentional, that just a few words of whisper are, in fact, a contentious man getting involved in a fight, stirring up a quarrel, and fomenting a great big forest fire. And we may say, no, but all I did was just, I just quietly said, I just quietly pointed out this, that, or the other. Well, yeah, but that's what you're doing. And God sees the real issues here. He sees the real implication of human action. So, the tongue is powerful. It's likened elsewhere to weapons, to spears which can go right into the bone of another person. And we may think, but I'm a little person. I have no significance. I'm just who I am. I'm just a very insignificant little person. Well, you are not, because you have a tongue. And even actually, if you didn't have a tongue, you've got fingers which can type things and send messages. You have more power than you imagine. And your words are of more effect than you can possibly imagine. And we've got to use them wisely to build up and not to tear down.